Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Very pleased to be joined again by Edouard at Normandin Mercier. Edouard, how you doing?
Good. Very happy to be here with you today.
If I'm talking to you again, that must mean there is a second Normandin Mercier Cognac in this calendar. Please explain.
We offered this round Champagne Rare, which is our very fine quality of 50 years old cognac. It's a cask strength cognac, 42%.
And so listeners will remember that we already tasted the Petit Champagne Rare. So today we're with the Grand Champagne Rare. Let's talk about the aging. Anything that you can tell us about barrels this cognac aged in?
This cognac, it's older than me, been aged by my father and part of it from my grandfather. It's very elegant and the cask is very soft. So it's not over tannin, which I really enjoy on the fine cognac because sometimes I found cognac too sweet, too oaky. And for me, a good cognac is a cognac that gives the natural ending of the vineyard. And with this, you have this amazing fruit, which is old fruit and oxidated.
Do you know, because this might be a difficult question because the cognac is so old, but do you know if it spent time in new barrels?
Well, when I checked on my cellar book, I did not find any mention about this. But if it's the case, it was very quick and short. I would say maximum of 1 year, because nowadays it's difficult to tell. I don't see the nose of the fresh wood inside, especially because it's been so long and so old that the fresh wood might be just changed in something else.
And so we talked in the previous podcast about how the crus are, those are just designations on paper. They're not necessarily a ranking of quality. But today we are tasting a Grand Champagne. What are the positives from a Grand Champagne cognac that age so long?
First, you just tell it. It's the potential of aging, which is amazing. And keeping a cognac in cask for more than 50 years, the cognac can just be still interesting and growing as a quality. Of course, you can keep cognac for decades, but sometimes the thing appears that it's useless because the quality is just declined. This is what's amazing with the Grand. You can keep it for a very, very long time. And most of the time, the quality will just increase and complexity will follow.
This aged also in the humid cellars near La Rochelle, correct?
Yes.
And it's still aging in barrel?
It's still in barrel, just like the previous one, still in barrel. Yes, all of it.
Another curious question, and this is more of a logistics question. If you have cognacs coming from the Grand Champagne and your house is located in La Rochelle, what do the logistics look like from harvest getting everything to La Rochelle?
We used to distill in La Rochelle, but since the Second World War, we stopped. And nowadays, all the wine are distilled on the place of production. It gives us a good solution because between the volume of wine and the volume of spirit is a ninth of the volume of wine. We save a lot of transport, concentrates of the spirits. It's good value for us because we are avoiding transporting too much wine, and also because the wine is fragile. And most of the time, we are having the wine at the end of September. September is the still hot month. White wine is fragile with the high temperature, oxidation, and all this. Having the distillation on the place of production is much easier. And then we mostly bring the spirit in La Rochelle, in the cellar, in winter, most of the time in February, March.
That's interesting. You're distilling on site in the Petit Champagne or the Grand Champagne, which helps you preserve the freshness of the wine, which will improve the eau de vie. Mm-hmm. And then everything is transported to La Rochelle for aging and then later blending and assembly. How would you describe the nose of this Grand Champagne Rare Cognac at 42% ABV?
What I enjoy, the nose is very soft and elegant, goes from the fruit and is no aggressivity and very wide and no much tannin. So it gives the full space for the fruit. And you have this exotic fruit in the nose, this pineapple nose that opens, goes to passion fruit. Very exotic. It's amazing. Complex and exotic.
It surprises me sometimes how the oldest cognacs, especially ones from Grand Champagne, they get really tropical. How would you describe the flavors and textures that we're tasting?
Compared to the Petit Champagne, the Grand is, even if it's 2% lower degree, the alcohol in mouth is more lively. So it's more for connoisseur because you can have a bit hash of the alcohol. But then once it's gone, you get this full mouth that is just going wide and emptying the mouth with the typical taste of the Grand, which for me is indescribable. I don't know. It makes me often think of red lipstick.
And the finish?
The finish is long, long, long.
The holidays are just a few days from us. We're all going to be having meals around the table with family and friends. How would you recommend our tasters enjoy a cognac like this?
I will enjoy it for myself neat. I won't place it as a digestive. I think all the way are good to enjoy, especially as an aperitif, like if you are quite hungry. This is the time that you will be full of emotion for the tasting. So it's a good time for this. If you may have some raw fish during the meal, this could be a very good pairing.
Edouard, this has been great. So thank you for talking us through this product. I hope our tasters are really enjoying it. I have every reason to believe that they will because it is that special. Thank you. Très bonne fête. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
With pleasure. Thank you, Terry. Thank you for asking. And I wish you a very happy Christmas too.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!